Now, welcome back here to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Amy Kobabe. And it's time now for our Valley Viewpoint interview. And today we are joined by Howard Spiva from Heads in Helmets Across Utah. And Howard, I hope I said your last name right. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be here. It's Howard Spiva, but that's okay. Being a lawyer, I get called a lot worse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we won't call you those names, though. Yeah. Don't worry. You're safe here. So
I appreciate it.
So once again, Howard Spiva with us. Howard, you're the founder of a charity that gives away some helmets, and you're doing Heads in Helmets Across Utah. So first of all, just kind of tell me about this charity that you have.
Yeah, I'm a trial lawyer, and I've been handling catastrophic injuries for over 30 years. And back in 1999, my sister, who's since passed away, she and I and my wife, who is the office manager, we were walking around the office, and my sister said, you know, looking at all the pictures of our clients, we represent a lot of children. So we put all the pictures together, and we're standing there. It was kind of a life-changing moment because we realized that every one of the injuries that children had received were avoidable. And we kind of teared up and said, you know, we're not going to go forward without doing something about this. So we went out and bought helmets to prevent traumatic brain injuries, started giving them away. It grew. We ended up becoming a full 501c3 charity. We got a board of directors. We've got hundreds of volunteers. And we go to parades and churches, and we're involved in all kinds of outreach programs. We've even started an ambassador program. We're adding lawyers across the country to do the same thing. And let me just tell you this. This will surprise and shock a lot of people. When they mandated bicycles, helmets, traumatic brain injuries in children went down 75%, and fatalities went down 85%. In fact, 95% of all deaths on bicycles are people not wearing helmets. About half the states mandate them, and even of those states, only about 40% of the people wear helmets. So we saw how important helmets were, and then as we started looking at our cases, and we went to the Center for Disease Control and Pediatric Association, we learned that the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under 5 are in car wrecks. And so we said, you know, kids are wearing baseball helmets, football helmets, skateboarding, karate, you know, all sorts of things. And in the real world, you know, the heroes, the firemen, the police officers, combat soldiers, you know, all those people are wearing it. In the fantasy world, you know, Iron Man and, you know, Paw Patrol and Teenage Mutant Ninjas. So we decided to make helmets cool. So we started our Heads in Helmet program, and we have what we call Helmets for Life. We fit kids and give them helmets. We send them birthday cards, and we give them a new helmet every year when we remind them with a birthday card.
Well, it sounds like obviously a great organization. And you mentioned there that about half the states mandate having helmets. Of course, Utah, and you're aware of this, is one that does not have a law requiring the use of helmets at any age.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not really an advocate for, you know, mandating things because, you know, is mom or dad or, you know, only about half the states mandate helmets, and, you know, a lot of states don't mandate helmets for motorcycles. But I'm not really for that. When the kids come to our events and see, you know, firemen and they see guys on motorcycles and guys on skateboards, they want to wear a helmet. And the little kids, you know, we show them all the different little, you know, heroes that wear helmets, and we paint them and we put stickers on them. And so the kids want the helmets. And so what we try to encourage people to do, not only to put helmets on them on skateboards and bicycles and all that, but, you know, it really shocks a lot of people that we do traumatic brain injuries, but yet we're out there trying to prevent them. And some folks, a lot of times when I've done radio or TV shows, it's created a lot of controversy because they're like, well, what do? Bubble wrap our kids? And I'm like, you know what? Race car drivers wear helmets, and, you know, you're putting a kid in a child safety seat. You go, hey, you want to be a race car driver, or you want to be, you know, Iron Man, or you want to be a karate girl, or, you know, and the kids like wearing them, and it reduces a traumatic brain injury by 75% and a fatality by 85%. And for anyone that we come in contact with, we give them away. And so if it doesn't cost you anything and a little plastic helmet could save your child's life, why not?
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, I grew up in a, you know, riding my bike and you know, being a very active kid. And my parents treated it like it's not if it happens, it's when. You're going to fall. You're prone, you know, anything you do active. So, you know, kids are going to fall. And, yeah, I think bubble wrapping some kids might actually be a good idea, depending on, on the kid. But I wonder, so you give these away, and it sounds like you're trying to make it fun for the kids as well, so they're involved with the making of it? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, when we have events, well, first of all, I mean, we're in parades, and, you know, and so kids see it, and we make it fun, and, you know, when they come out, we'll put stickers on them, you know, whatever's in the kids, you know, their age group. They might be, you know, the little one you put Paw Pals or you know, some of the little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They might be at the age that you put, you know, Thor or Batman or some of those superheroes. And then some of them, they just, you know, hey, I'm a soldier. Hey, I'm a police officer on a motorcycle. And it makes it cool, and they want it. I mean, it's kind of neat to see the kids asking for it. You know, it's kind of like sometimes, like, maybe a parent might be texting in a car, and a kid's had education at their school, and they're saying, like, hey, Mommy, don't text. Well, the same thing, you know. Like you said, you grew up, you get on a bicycle, you put on a helmet. Mm-hmm. When I grew up, you know, we wouldn't have wore a helmet, no way. We would have thought, you know, we're being little wimps. But, hey, bull riders wear helmets. You know, who's crazier than a bull rider? And, I mean, we built wooden ramps and jumped cars thinking we were Evel Knievel. That's not a very good argument. Some of my friends go, yeah, look how we turned out. But actually, that's kind of the argument for helmets. but you know, seriously, kids are okay with it because, like I said, you know, I went skiing this past December, and I hadn't been in about 10 years. And what blew me away was the ski bikes, the skiers. I mean, used to it was just the snowmobilers. Now everybody's wearing helmets out there.
Yeah.
So I think it's the natural order of things is that, you know, when you consider that the place where kids aren't wearing helmets are in car wrecks, and that's the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries, you know, you might as well just get them used to wearing helmets everywhere. Like I said, race car drivers wear helmets. I don't think it's ridiculous to have a child. But our goal is to educate the parents and try to make it cool for the kids and then let them make their own decisions. I'm not out to get people tickets or, you know, threaten them.
Once again, Howard Spiva with us today as he is the founder of the charity Heads in Helmets. And Howard, your charity is based out of Georgia, but of course you're doing a campaign right now, Heads in Helmets across Utah. So what are you specifically doing right now in the state of Utah?
We have solicited and have started talking to some law firms out there. What we're doing is our goal right now is to get an organization in every state. We just got two of them out in Texas. They've already exceeded 10,000 helmets because we get them by the tens of thousands. And if we go to a state and we can't find a law firm that's willing to make the time commitment and to, you know, participate, then we go to other, you know, we go to, you know, pediatricians, other people that deal with children. And then once we accomplish that goal, our goal is to try to go into every city. And so we're hoping to set the chapters up in each state and then have them go into the cities. So we don't have anything solid in Utah right now, but I think that it's going to catch on because anywhere that we've really exposed it, people have really expressed an interest. And anybody that's listening that wants to know more about it, it's just headsandhelmets.com. So they can go there, and we're in the process right now. We're developing a video that in just 3 minutes will explain everything about the organization. Actually, it's 2.5 minutes. And it'll be up on the webpage in about 10 days.
All right. Very good. I know headsandhelmets.com. There's also information on Facebook as well, facebook.com/headsandhelmets, where you can go to learn more about this great organization. And Howard, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. And you talked about giving helmets away. And I know that's something you want to do today too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Why don't you, I don't know how you like to do it. You could say, you know, the first callers that come in, we can get their information and we can send them a helmet.
How many do you want to give away today, Howard?
You know, the first 5 callers or something like that, we'll be glad to do it. We'll get them shipped out to them, you know, or they can, if you want them to call the radio station, or if not, we can have them actually call our office, whatever makes it easier for y'all.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to do it a little different today for our listeners. We're going to do a text line, and what we're going to do is we're going to try to include a link to headsandhelmets.com, so when you text in, you're going to get a link back, so you can go and check out more from headsandhelmets.com, and we'll do it that way. You want to, is that, did you say five that you want to give away? Is that right?
Okay. And you know, we give them away by the hundreds for free. The problem is, in this situation, the shipping sometimes costs more than the helmet, so we have to put a limit on it. But we're going to get a chapter set up there, and then people can go by and get them. We send to kids each year a birthday card with their picture on it, reminding them to come in. And, of course, if they get in a little crash and smash up their helmet or they outgrow it, you know, we always replace them for life, actually.
Okay, so we're just getting up, set up our system here for you people to text in, and okay. We'll give those five helmets away. Do you want to do the first five people who text in?
Yeah, Robert? Let's do that. Okay. So, and it is not going to be to our regular text line. It's going to be to our main number. So 435-896-4456. The first five that text in, we'll make sure we get to your address over to Howard, and they'll send you a helmet. Again, 435-896-4456. Give us text us now for your chance to get one of these great helmets from Howard Spiva. Again, text in 435-896-4456. We're not taking calls for it. We're taking texts. 435-896-4456. Howard, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and to tell us more about your organization. We'll look forward to, hopefully, as you mentioned, getting more of a foothold here in Utah.
Absolutely. And listen, anytime you need anyone, I'm a trial lawyer. I've been doing this 30 years, and I travel all over the country. Any subject you want to talk about, I'm always into community service, so feel free to call me anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Howard.
Good to know.
Y'all do
appreciate
a great job. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There you go. Howard Spiva from Heads and Helmets. Go to headsandhelmets.com. Again, we're taking texts, not calls, for the helmets. Text 435-896-4456. That's it for